This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's topic is fisting.
Yes,
and we're
it is.
Joined by a very special guest. Aaron Costaganis is a writer, director, and actor. Aaron has worked as an actor off and on Broadway. He'll note that I switched the order there for emphasis. And like maybe you've seen him on some film and TV stuff like Jessica Jones, Odd Mom Out, House of Cards. Point is, he's into fisting and we wanted him on the show to talk about it.
And he's a V good friend, very funny on the internet. Everybody give it up for Aaron.
Guys, I'm really happy to be here, you guys.
It's so exciting. Thank you so much for joining us.
This is a thrill. What else are we doing? Let's do it. Let's get into it.
He did very aggressively pitch us to be guests on the show.
When you say I've gently lobbed it for a long time.
It's true. And you know what, honey? The day has come.
You went from soft pitch to hard. It was sort of a floated idea, and then it was like, "And I will guest, let me guest."
And then someone felt threatened, and here we are.
Yeah, I didn't feel threatened. I finally asked, like, okay, but if we did, like, what will we talk about? And you were like, fisting, and we were like, duh. Okay.
Yeah.
It all made sense.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, you're a porn watcher.
I like porn.
Yeah.
You hesitated. Are you new? Are you just fresh?
Well, I want to just dive into it. I'm going to give you my caveat, which is that, and I've said this to Laura a few times, that I've never in my entire life ever like really watched like, I guess, traditional porn. Like I don't log on and watch sex. It's not like my go-to, but I've always been very curious about said topic of the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fisting.
What was the journey that brought you to fisting? Was it like you were a 13-year-old boy and you were like, you know what? Fisting. Like zero to 60?
You saw a video.
Or was it like a finger at a time? Or was it
I think it was a slow progression.
Okay.
I think if we were to good delicate fisting, it was a slow lubricated
slow lubricated
finger at a time.
Which brings up a really exciting point that I did want to mention on the show.
Yeah, please.
Common misconception about fisting is that you duck in.
It's called the silent duck.
Yes.
Some make it silent. Some, if you're nearby, you will hear a quack. Don't be alarmed.
Sure. Some make some auditory choices.
Yeah, I bring Foley. Yes. I bring my Foley art into.
It's like a whoopee cushion, but it quacks.
But a quack. Yeah. Yeah.
And it goes inside you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes inside. It's a trick. We'll call it a trick. It's like a magic. It's magic. Yeah.
See, this is why I'm not into fisting, is I know that I would just get the like fingers in and then I would just quack once I was in there and make quacking sounds.
Right.
So, and then for me.
Then the intimacy would be over and your vagina would muscularly throw the fist out.
Yes. It would reject it. Yeah.
Yeah, it would reject.
You're saying as a giver, not a receiver.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't think you would like to receive a fist?
Look, I'll be very honest. I've been offered variations on.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me anxiety, but I also, it's, Maybe it's just my, but it might just be my own hangups. I love the idea of it. I think the idea of it is great. I don't know. Tell me why. I don't know if my butt could take it. Sure. Why? Why do I probably should have thought about this, a better way to articulate this, but I think it sort of just boils down to, like, I guess what I enjoy about sex is the, is, well, sex is fine on its own, but like, but like, you know, when you, you know, it's like the kind of the dares within it and like the progressions that you can,
right,
in a, pushing, in a couple. Yeah.
The, like when
yeah.
you're, when the you're pushing sleeping with a partner and you can evolve yeah. as sexual partners and try new things.
And I think there's mm-hmm. nothing, yeah, absolutely. And I think there's like nothing sexier that you have at your disposal than teasing. And I think this yeah. is like the ultimate slow evolutionary tease. Because I like mind games. Sorry, that's just me.
Yeah, you're just a mind fuck. Yeah. So it's not
I'm
even
a mind
like
fuck, yeah.
you said your butt couldn't take it, and I immediately was like, "Every butt can take it. You just have
every
to train the butt
it. Slowly, yeah. Yeah.
slowly, progressively, lots of lube,
stretchy butts are very stretchy.
Butts can yeah. take it, and like
I had an anal fissure once, which I don't
here
know.
We go.
Honey, you're preaching to the choir. I got one right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever, I don't know if it's ever healed, and I don't know if I can stay hydrated enough in my general life
sure.
to allow it to heal.
I get it.
Properly. So my anxiety comes from
self-conscious about this perma anal fissure as well.
Yeah, because I might, it might, you know,
exacerbate.
It might go,
make the problem
ooh.
Worse.
Ooh, all that lube, and it's no, that's blood. My ass is bleeding.
I hear you.
Fissures are real, you guys.
They are. They
Let's
are.
Actually, can we segue into just
anal
fissures? Is anal fissure is that
fissures?
A? Is there like a fetish?
Oh my god!
You came for the fisting. We accosted
yeah,
you with the anal fissures.
Yeah, so
they're a problem. They're a problem.
They
require
constant.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Yes.
Super. Because I don't.
We
talk
should.
About
I almost feel like we
friends.
Should explain what they are because I feel like anal fissure is such a dramatic term. Like the first time I,
it's a tear.
Yeah. The
it's
first
a
time
tear
I
in
heard
your butt.
Anal fissure, yeah. I was like, I thought like a growth, a bleeding cystic growth or something.
Oh.
But it's just when like your ass bleeds a little because you wiped it too much because you ate too many hot Cheetos.
Right. Or or you forget to drink water, so you're shitting. Concrete.
Or you had some anal play and things went wrong, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
So all, but anyways, back to fisting. I
yeah.
hear you on the idea that it's attractive. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Because yeah. I get the, I like watching it. It's not something that I ever search for, but it is something that when it comes up, I'm always pleasantly surprised.
When it avails
surprised.
Itself. Yeah. Yeah, sure. You welcome her into the party.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, I forgot about her.
Yeah.
Because I like the idea of like pushing your body to limits and
right.
and also the trust and the communication that it requires, you know.
Yeah, if I may, I think.
Yeah.
If I mean,
you
just,
may. That's why we brought you
just,
on.
Yes. Actually, have a double. You can't see. I have a double Windsor knot. If I may, there's something also really cool about it in the way that from the fister's perspective, you're
the
not
the giver you, of the fist.
Yeah, the giver mm-hmm. of the fist. You are you actually the giver cannot physically push the fist in. It is
yeah.
in fact it needs to be received. And so there's something there is a huge aspect of like the whole practice of it that is a constant conversation. Like I mean,
right.
like any other kind of you know sort of. Daring physical encounter.
Feet.
EA and EE. Yeah, there's a, if it's, you know, you can kind of, so the, I think part of that conversation's really fun. And it's, and if you say it out loud, it sounds scary and awful. And
right.
I think it's been, it's, I'm not sure like the history of it, but I imagine it's kind of gotten like into a sort of derogatory or like stigmatized world because it started in gay culture. And I just know that from the world, but I'm like, that's gotta be part of the stigmatization of it. Cause whenever I talk about it, you know, in relationships or out or even like in casual things, it's like, what do you, I have just for fun been like, well, what do you think about this? And it's like, apps, you keep away, you monster.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
I think it lives in the world of like, you know, extremes are like fetish and kink.
Right.
So for
yeah.
like
right.
most mainstream straighties, it's like
it's scary.
It's yeah. scary, and people genuinely think someone's just shoving a fist in there. Which, like, if you have a vagina, you know that's going to be challenging.
Right. Yeah, it's to, you're giving birth the other way.
Right.
Yeah.
Which yeah. may we repeat, that is not how you fist.
It's not how you like, fist. Yeah. That is the thing, not, though. That is yeah. That's like. That's yeah. like it's called like punching.
It's called
or
punching,
something.
Punching. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, it's a very slow
intense.
Process. You gotta mm-hmm. work your way up, and you gotta use the silent duck, you know, figuration of your hands and
or
lots
a loud
of lube.
Duck if he needs to talk.
You know, or a loud duck, whatever. However, your duck is feeling that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah.
My kink is just putting my hand into someone else's vagina and quacking at them. Like that's.
Quack, quack.
I just realized. Yeah. I've never done it, but I just realized that's who I am.
The joy that could bring.
Yeah,
but apparently,
cut to Monday night, Laura. Just
on Hinge. What are you up to?
Yeah,
though?
What are you like, up to?
I've never been fisted, but apparently it's in extremely intense and very pleasurable, and any yeah. small amount of movement is like so in like it's just so overwhelming.
Right.
It's similar to like DP, where it's like this it's extreme sense of fullness.
Yes.
That it's just like incredible.
I'm really excited that I stumbled across something that fixed information that we have really provided badly in the past. I think it was the DP episode where I blacked out and was trying to find a piece of research about the female prostate, and I like drove you crazy, Rachel, like looking for 10 minutes. I think it was that episode. It could have been any number of episodes because I'm always lost with my notes.
She's like, give me a second.
Yeah, I was looking at an article on Healthline about fisting, and I actually like Healthline. I have not stumbled across any kinky, shamey stuff.
Is it like is Healthline like a WebMD kind of vibe?
It's WebMD for the future. In fact, they prefer if you don't mention WebMD because that's their competitor. I should not say
that.
This on the show, but I am. But
guys,
I actually I worked with the company, and they actually like have surpassed WebMD. They're much less scary and much less like you
like
definitely have cancer, and it's just more like thorough. It's just better.
Although we are in a time where you can look on WebMD and you say I have a slight cough, and they'll say there's a good chance you're going to die.
Yeah, no, exactly. There is now.
Yeah, now WebMD.
Why did you have to?
Yeah,
sorry guys.
That's
sorry.
All to say. I looked at an article about fisting, and it linked to the A spot.
Oh,
and the A spot is also sometimes referred to as the female prostate because it's in the same location as the prostate, the P spot, in folks who are assigned male at birth. Mm-hmm. Technically known as the anterior fornix erogenous zone, this pleasure point is located deep inside the vagina between the cervix and the bladder. It's about 2 inches higher than the G spot, says Alicia Sinclair, certified sex educator and founder of CEO B-Vibe, an anal play product company. And I'm shouting them out because it was just helpful information. That's what we were trying to boil down another episode about, like,
right.
what is the equivalent to a prostate in a woman, or in a person assigned female at birth. And it's not the same as a male prostate because it's not an actual prostate, but it is an erogenous zone.
Yeah.
And it is relevant to stuff like fisting because it is about, like, holy shit, we've filled the place. Like, we're to the walls. And what does that do for some people?
Right. Which is the point, you know, when you have so much in there, you can reach those spots so much easier, you know?
Yeah.
I read this amazing article on Vice called The Definitive Guide to Fisting. And almost every single person who came up or who spoke about their experience with fisting, every single person was like, I really wish it wasn't so taboo to talk about fisting.
Well, this is the thing.
Yeah. They were
Let's
like, I wish that people were just out and just like, yeah, I love, because almost every single person was like, I love to get fisted and no one wants to talk about it with me.
You know who loves fisting? Germany.
Oh, really?
Really?
Loves to fist. Yeah, I'd say like 90% of the fisting videos that are available, they're also generally kind of in the vein of like bondage.
Yeah.
Or like any kind of like BDSM stuff. And the Germans love it.
You know what? I've got some stats for you, Aaron. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah. Okay. I love numbers. Yeah.
Well, you're right. I don't have anything specifically about Germany, but yeah, some like Eastern European countries are really into fisting.
Yeah.
Specifically in Ukraine, fisting is viewed 197% more when compared to other countries. And specifically, Ukrainian women are 277% more into fisting.
Searching
for fisting videos.
Got to take a one-way ticket to Ukraine.
I know. Also, Austria is big, 123%.
They speak German, right?
Sometimes.
Great.
Does it matter? If you're speaking the language of love and fists.
Specifically in Bulgaria, uh-huh, and 157% in Belarus. Mm-hmm. In the U.S. specifically, when comparing categories that women in each state are searching for, women are 25% more into fisting in Missouri.
You've got to be kidding me.
Isn't that interesting?
Missouri.
What? Why?
What is the reasoning?
I don't know.
I'm so curious.
What's the demographic? Yeah, it's like a demographic breakdown. What is it? Oh, I need to know.
We could look up the demographic breakdown of Missouri.
Yeah. College educated between... Sure.
I don't have it. But yes, Missouri women are, that's the thing that they're looking for when compared to everybody else.
Fascinating. You know, there's a reason for that we'll maybe never know, but I'm fascinated by it. Like somebody, some town got really into it. Like somebody kicked it off.
Yeah.
A town got into it. And then just like through the years, it sort of slowly destigmatized or became common.
What if it has to do with like jazz or something? It's like in the back of the jazz clubs in Old St. Louis, they just had a fisting club that we didn't know about.
It fucking could. I mean, honestly, like jazz gave us so much and gets so little credit. So
hey, it's all about improv.
I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, Aaron.
Yeah.
Like you talked about it being like a slow progression. What do you think it is that you love about watching fisting? Because you are not so much a fister in real life. Like it's the ultimate frontier, it sounds like. But like, what do you love about watching it?
Yeah, I would be more so in real life, but I have a grotesque hand.
You've got a big, meaty hand.
We're on Zoom. We can see. It's It's a shitty, fat, stupid fist. It's not going anywhere.
It's a paw.
I think you need to stop body shaming your hands.
Thank you so much.
Because they look fine to me.
I love big old paws like that.
Yeah, they're
just, I love them.
It's like would you want a North American grizzly in your vagina?
Oh my God.
You know? So it's not something I can bring to the people yet.
Right. Yeah,
we'll see what Elon Musk.
Someone who wants that fucking maybe like, bear claw in there.
Yes,
because you know there are the
and lube.
Yes, look, you can do it. Like if you can birth a child, you can birth my fist.
Absolutely, you absolutely can.
But birthing a child is quite an undertaking, and I would argue that most children when they come out are larger than even your bear claw hands. But
right.
Yeah, and not necessarily everyone enjoys it.
Right. But also, you get a child out. You know, it's like you get a child after it.
Right.
There is a reward at the end.
Again, not everyone necessarily enjoys it.
Okay,
not everyone's throwing it out there.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Happy Mother's Day.
Jazz. Okay.
Aaron,
right,
do you feel like you're Cinderella and like you're just going to find like the perfect person who wants to take those big old
the glass
paws.
Vagina. Yeah, there will be a glass vagina at the ball. Is that how it works? Okay.
Yes.
A glass vagina sounds even more problematic for fisting.
Yeah.
Like I'm concerned.
Look,
it'll shatter.
Enough lube and enough time.
I don't remember the Cinderella story that well.
There was glass involved.
Why was she wearing a glass slipper is the question.
It was just part of the costume. It was just hot.
But
it was it's just a historical.
But let's get
it
practical.
It was molded specifically for her foot, and no one else could fit into it.
Right, but a stiletto on a glass heel would shatter and become a dangerous object in seconds.
Yeah,
I don't know. Would it? Are you a Disney princess?
Okay, I take it.
It's just more perpetuating of perfect female standards. Like, can you walk on glass? You don't get to be a fucking princess.
I can't because this bitch is a size 10.
Does a pee under a mattress wake you up in the night? I don't envy you. I like sleeping.
So I'm going to roll up in my pumpkin caravan and... Get busy. How did I get into it? Okay, sure. Well, you guys have been instrumental in many ways in finding finding better porn. I'm going to go ahead and make myself exclusive in this situation and say I have a hard time as a guy suspending my disbelief with a lot of sex
Yeah.
Because it feels like it's because first of all, I also moonlight as an art critic. It's hard for me to when I'm writing up for the Times.
What you mean is you. Complain
I go
to me
on Twitter
on
and just
Instagram
scream.
You're actually Ben Brantley
about shitty privileged kids who get more work than I do. We'll just leave that out. Yeah. So no, I yeah, no, I really, I so I what I tend to search for is like solo fisting. Mm-hmm. Self something or whatever. Which tends to bring up very specific results, and some of them are much more intense for my liking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it does take super aggressive. Yeah. But it does tend to be if you are masturbating, you're generally not going to do something that doesn't feel good.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So it's sort of about removing the male partner in like this mainstream straight sex because you're trying to
taking out the middleman.
Yeah, taking out the man.
Yeah,
and just having. Yeah, that's kind of interesting because I didn't really think about it as something you do with yourself. And then when you sent us some videos that we'll talk about, like they're solo fisting videos, and it's not something that because in my research for this episode, majority of the stuff that I found was like, it's kind of hard to do yourself.
There are certain positions that are, there are certain positions that are much easier to do. Like doggy style is the most feasible.
Which is hard to shoot.
Just hard to shoot.
Yeah, not a lot of videos.
Yeah, but you can mimic it by sort of sitting on your side. And going from the back.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Which is less of an interesting perspective for my directorial eye. I want direct eye contact. Uh-huh. I want to see what's going on.
You want to look that vulva right in her eye.
I do. I want to see what's happening. Yeah.
So that's also a thing I'm curious about because, like, for me personally, I like watching people masturbate, but I'm not here for the genitalia in a like very focused specific way. Do you feel like it is part like just actual like an admiration for or like a fascination with the vulva and the vagina?
If you're gonna go see Cirque du Soleil, you're gonna like fisting. Like you want like it's there's something about it that's like what is the extent of it?
For you, it's like almost about the acrobatics. It's about the like
absolutely.
How stunning the event is.
It's thrilling.
That's why sometimes watching this stuff for me, I'm like, this goes against everything I know about physics.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Like I just, that makes no sense in my brain.
Right.
Where did her hand go?
Well, she's wondering the same thing, Rachel. Yeah, she's wondering the same thing.
That's what that shocked look on her face is.
That's wonder. That's what we're looking for. The wonder and awe of it.
It's like Cirque du Soleil, but the acrobatics, like the athletes are as surprised to have landed the jump. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's literally like Michael Jordan just picked up the ball and was like, I just so happened to be. It's like it took all the practice
out. I just
dunked
it?
Yeah. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like no practice necessary. God. So yeah, there's part of that, the excitement of like the originality of the.
Right.
Of the actual like physical process of it, and also so when you can find a good video where someone's like oh my god, where they're being surprised as I am, it feels it feels much more participatory. Feels like I'm kind of experiencing it.
Right,
we're all surprised,
which is like a hard thing I think to manufacture in porn, is like this thing that like you are experiencing, like everyone sort of at the same moment and we're moving at the same speed together. For the viewer, because it ends up being like, you know, it feels like part of the intrigue of a lot of it is sort of Rear Window, sort of like, you know,
it's voyeuristic a little.
Yeah, you get to you get to peer into someone's, you know, whatever. And there's a part
vagina.
Of it that,
you can say it on this show.
Right into the heart of the vagina. So there's like something
the
about that that's fun. I think that draws like that would draw some people. That's not my particular draw. My particular draw is like this is the sort of like private, and I'm involved which it has always felt to me like from early days. What, could you get porn on Napster? Why do I feel like I
yeah,
could?
Yeah, you could. You could. I feel download, like there
was
like.
Or like Lime, what was it, LimeWire?
LimeWire,
or like
yeah.
I feel like Pirate yeah, Bay.
Yeah, Pirate fucking Pirate Bay. Like early yeah. days, like yeah. like Poppy coming home from like Algebra 3, like ready to fucking get it. Like that's like that was what it was. Like that was very exciting. So, and, but I've always
three.
But I, yeah.
See, I just want to call you out and be like, what? Like, was that, I was yeah. in calculus by then? Like, how many
you're
times
so rude.
Did you take
out? You're actually
it's
incredibly rude.
It's always the secret.
I went to a very
girls.
Bad public school. I've worked very hard, Laura. no, so there's a, so yeah, there's a, I, but I've always been really interested in it. I think it has something to do with also, like, it's hard to find a male, like, male performers who are not, for me, yeah. A little extra.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure.
We could recommend a few.
I know. Guys, I
we
like
we could
and
recommend one who can take fists in his ass just for you, yeah. and it'll wink at you.
I listened to the gaping guy.
To the gaping guy.
You did?
Yeah, Mike
yeah
Gatsby,
he's great.
Big
he
fan.
Was wonderful.
Yeah.
Gape Gatsby.
I watched.
And
I
he's
watched,
such a scientist. I was so thrilled to hear him talk about like yeah, the actual physiological experience of gaping.
The anatomy. Right. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right.
He's very smart. Yeah.
I
Big
love
fans
it.
Over here.
But it's also, yeah. but he had a very similar thing, which is just like there's something very visceral about mm-hmm. filling up that hole.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
something that's very basic about the whole thing of just being like, what does it feel like to actually get like to fill yeah. to fill the space?
Yeah.
It feels very theatrical, crazy. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. An empty space.
I'm just thinking about your romantic life, Aaron, and I'm like, ugh, I can't wait till you find this moment in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's gonna be it's gonna be wild
and like disappear, like turn into a thousand.
You'll never see me again.
Fly
yeah.
away.
Yeah, honestly.
Why bats? Why in the age of coronavirus did you have to say bats?
Oh, I said bats because I've been watching a lot of What
Am I not supposed
the Shadows.
To? It's what's happening. It's nobody's gonna go outside. It's what's happening. You know
no,
what?
This is my mental vacation.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I apologize. But also wear a mask when you go outside and stay 6
true.
Feet apart.
Okay, it's true. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what would be really nice right now is if we did the showdown.
Oh,
I guess
great.
It's time. Okay.
I
want it. Please stop it. That's our first title.
I thought you were in pain.
That's
yeah, I just,
the title?
I purposely kicked it off that way. I was like, I'm not even going to... do more of a like header on here goes the show. I'm just gonna jump in so they both feel uncomfortable.
I felt
like the
I
performer
felt
in this video. Yeah,
I felt bad. Yeah.
Oh, I yeah. hate that.
Yeah, I think that one's that. Really like leaning into the kink of it all. Well, the like yeah. shame of it, I guess I should say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
The mm. other thing, like, oh,
the
destroy a pussy. Like, I think that yeah. was my assumption about fisting beforehand is like so much mainstream porn is always going to be about like
I'm going to wreck that box.
Wreck that.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I think that's why a lot of people don't want to talk about it because they assume yeah. that it's like aggressive and violent.
Well, there's also like a degree of like sort of slut shaming to the thing of like
yeah.
there is this thing of there's the obvious kind of like fetish of having of like a tight untouched vagina.
Yeah.
But then
right.
there's but it all but like the idea of like actually putting something quite large in sort of is a bit misguided, it's not guiding right. It's like because it's we got a muscle going on, right, guys?
Right, you know, right. Yeah. They stretch.
Wait, I'm explaining to you what a vagina. I'm so sorry, I didn't.
Oh, we said we wouldn't do that.
I know. I'm so sorry, I did it.
Do you know?
Can we go back in time?
Just no. to stay on the theme before the yeah, episode yeah. for our listeners. Aaron was like, I can't wait to find out. Well, that's not how you phrase it. You're like, I'm afraid like, to find out like how I'm not ethical enough. And I was like, well,
yeah,
as long as you don't come
up.
On the show and like explain how a vagina works.
So it's yeah, a like, muscle.
We should be good.
I'm so sorry. I did
What's
the thing.
Also funny is the only time I was tempted to shame you earlier is Rachel actually asked me about receiving or giving fisting.
Yes.
And you
and
thought
then,
the question was for you and chimed in. And I really wanted to hear your answer, so I didn't interrupt you.
I'm
but
just going
to
look
fun.
At my phone for a second as you go.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
What I
apologize.
Was.
Shit.
But stupidly, yeah. what I was going to say is that I haven't fisted and I wanted to make a stupid joke like, oh, I'm just too tight. I'm just really tight. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I wish I could.
Just perpetuate the myth that that's how vaginas work.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not.
No, it's not.
That.
I think it's... Was that? I think I saw that Vice article. It was one of the things that I did. I looked at that. I was like, oh, yeah, there's a bit of... A big part of it is like the... the misunderstanding that like if you do something like this, you are forever.
You're like a broken vagina.
Which is obviously not true. But it can be a problem if you're going in without your squawking duck. Or silent duck, whatever you prefer, whichever.
It's a silent duck.
Whatever floats your duck boat.
Did you guys ever see the movie Nymphomaniac?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I have masturbated so many times.
Me too.
That's an intense film.
I absolutely used it as porn for like a good portion of my life. But there's a moment where she goes to like Jamie Bell, who like spanks her or whatever. He's like the flogging guy. He introduced the silent duck to her, fisting.
He did.
I do not remember that.
I don't either, because I mostly didn't watch the whole movie. I would just skip around for the sex scenes. Like, I was like, fuck it. What else am I watching this movie for? I don't need to know what happens to her.
I mean,
she's on a train. Let's get down to it.
Yeah.
I accidentally filmed a porn for my high school. So I'm going to go back to high school one more time. For my high school biology teacher.
What?
And then on VHS. And then I thought I had recorded over it a thing about, like bacteria that lives in your scalp, and I gave it to, and I was like, Mr. Cloutier, I was like, here you go, Mr. Cloutier, like I like the good student that I am, this is for you. And he came back the next day, and he was like, I'm not sure that what I was looking at was what you wanted me to be looking at. And I was like, oh well, here we are. That's me.
You think Mr. Cloutier in the back of his mind thought you had a crush and you were just trying to open that door? You're just trying to nudge that door open?
I've always been curious,
sorry.
I'll be real.
Sorry, sir.
I might need to stay after class.
What you would do to me.
What was it?
Bold move. Yeah. You've got your fallback story.
You know what the worst, it was actually from like an HBO preview that, remember they gave you like 2 weeks and then they would take it away? Yeah. It was one of those.
Uh-oh. It wasn't like Masterpiece Theater.
No. But my version of Nymphomaniac growing up was Howard Stern's Private Parts, which was everything.
Oh, sure.
To me.
Yeah.
I thought that opened up a world.
Yeah.
Very educational.
Ugh,
yeah, ahead of its time.
Anyway. Uh-huh. I'm so sorry.
Okay, he's a feminist now. Anyways, back to the showdown.
Yeah,
sorry.
He's also like a lovely guy. His daughter went.
We gotta get him on the pod.
We should get him on the pod.
Get Howard. He's a good Jewish.
Howard.
I'm saying it
to our invisible assistant. Get Howard on the pod. Get him on the horn. Call him up.
Just get him on the pod.
Mike, our engineer, is listening in. Like, I know you're not talking about me. next title in the showdown. Mm-hmm. Girl, big fist.
Oh man,
it's just girl comma big fist. I gave it a theatrical read.
Thank you for giving us a little something something with that.
Yeah, I think they intended just to list objects to them.
Yeah.
Like girl object, big fist object. But I said it like it was an expression of excitement.
Thank you
I felt good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Next we have girl giving head gets a leg inside her.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I like that. I would be into that.
Oh, you'd be into it?
I've seen foot fucking. Foot fucking's wild.
Okay.
But
yeah.
There's a leg.
The way that it's depicted, I was like, this is sleight of hand. Like, this is not actually in there because it looks like it's up to the knee. And
that's possible.
Wow.
That's possible.
It's possible?
No, you have a cervix. Possible.
Yeah.
Don't let that get in the way.
No, only in your anus is that possible.
In your butt, in your butt you can do that for sure.
In your butt you can absolutely do that, but
maybe
anywhere
it was in
else
our
there's a cervix.
I didn't actually watch the video, just clicked through the thumbnails and was like, this is just a magic trick.
Is it like a black latex? Is it a long black latex looking leg that's in the vagina? That's
no,
in the hole?
No, like that's why I don't think it's real. A woman like bent over and you see her like the back of her, and then you see the leg like disappeared, you know, like up to the knee. And I was like,
That's a deep fake.
I think
that's a porn
deep
fake. Yeah.
Yeah. Fake news. Deodorant advertising.
Oh. Okay.
Give me a guess. Give me a guess as to what you think this is. Because you're probably right.
Oh, boy. Deodorant advertising?
It's just someone fucking a stick of deodorant. It's like a round stick of deodorant.
That.
And it just goes in and out.
Objects. Yes. We love insertions.
I'm confused. How is this a fisting video?
I don't know. It's probably tagged because it's someone
like,
yeah, this is the same thing.
It would be in the same world. Object insertions.
Oh, okay.
Things like that.
Fisting.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Same
I see that. Thank you for making that connection for me.
This one's just called Better Than a Dildo, and it's a bat. It's a bat. Guys.
Again with the bat?
No, it's a different
baseball.
Kind of bat.
Oh, a baseball bat. It's not
a baseball bat.
Oh man. Okay. No, that's great.
The baseball bat's trying to trigger you, Aaron.
Yeah, the baseball bat stuff that's fascinating. That also because you can also kind of you can put that puppy on the ground vertically.
And you can squat on it.
And squat on it. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's going to be a harder entry than when you get past, you know, like that's like the punch. That's like punching.
There's no warm up.
There's very little warm up for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Next, we have a lazy fisting Saturday. Ugh. Why not?
That, like, honestly, bring me my tea and cucumber sandwiches.
Yes. And
give me
my fist.
A lazy fisting Saturday. That sounds awesome, honestly. Oh, so cash.
Yeah. It sounds like a holiday.
Next, we have two more. Second to last, we have lesbian fisting anale. It's
was
just
Italian?
Anal spelled wrong, but I just...
Was that Italian? E per favore.
Anale.
Okay. Sì. Okay.
Molto bene.
And last, with a simply titled, last one, gay.
Oh, sure.
That's clear.
Just gay.
Straight to the point.
It's two women fisting, and we just decided to call it gay.
It's just gay.
Because we couldn't come up with anything more creative.
Super creative.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you're getting, so that's... I feel good about that.
Do you? I mean, it's, you know, it's not very specific.
You're,
it's two
you're
women.
Getting
it's
gay.
Not a lie, but it's... I could have expected two men.
Let me be surprised, okay?
Should we take a quick little break?
Let's take a break.
Oh, I'm going to pee.
Do it.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And we're back to talk more about fisting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Fists. How do you guys feel about it?
A lazy Saturday.
A lazy Monday morning fisting.
Yeah, fisting.
So the first video we're going to talk about is from Jerry Lynn. It's from her verified Pornhub channel. Aaron, this is one of the videos that you sent to us you like. Yeah. So you like this performer?
Jerry is phenomenal.
But yeah, she's a fisting queen.
She's a legend.
She kind of does it all. Were you guys aware of her prior to this situation?
I was not.
Un poquito. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Did we just say un poquito in unison? Because I held up tiny fingers.
Crazy.
See.
Okay. Let's not speak any more Spanish. It's going to be bad.
I know.
So, yeah. No, Jerry's been on the beat for quite some time. Mm-hmm. She's great. She's like one of the first ones that I found. And I've said to Laura, she had this kind of interesting trajectory where she got pregnant a few years ago and like incorporated it into the act, which was so, which was actually super dope. And, never like specifically calling it out or necessarily calling attention to it, but she started making a lot of like, sort of like specifically fetish, solo stuff.
Yeah.
When with she was like very pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah, with some massive dildos.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Her most recent stuff is like 7 months ago, and it's her like third trimester preg, like very, very pregnant.
Yeah. Taking like a dragon dildo.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's
nuts. Yeah, she's wild. Yeah. But she's one of the ones who I feel like there are a couple who, Natalie Moore is another one, who like, is really, this is very theatery, but like who's like really aware of the, who's like really keenly aware of the audience and like what, and like what is exciting for the audience to see and to experience with. So she's, so who knows? There's the video I think that we looked at. There's a longer video of, there's a longer version of that. I think there was a five minute one that you said. There's a longer version of that where she's, it's with those like FTV guys. And I think I haven't seen the long version in ages, but it was basically like, they're like, so when did you get into this? And she's like, I've always been, you know, really interested in this. It's something that blah, 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 like in something and that stuff. But she's like, but the whole, generally with her, no matter, there are a few versions of this where she's like kind of implying that it's the first time she's done it. Which is fun and great.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That's the selling point with a lot of these, too. It's like first time fisting, and it's absolutely not. But
there's
that's
no
the title
because
it'll like grab you.
Right.
And I guess the Holy Grail is like believing that it's the first time and that it's still fun and adventurous for that person.
But she's a phenomenal presence, I feel, too. Like she's great. She has a real.
We still talking about Jerry, or are we talking about Natalie?
We're talking about Jerry, I guess. this is something that's shared among Jerry. I think is like, we'll say she's at the vanguard of the movement. She's like she and Natalie. There's a couple other ones like Roxy.
Roxy Ray's big at gaping too.
She's cool. There are a lot of them that there's a part of it that's like, let me take you along on this journey kind of thing. That's really fun. That feels like. Again, like it's kind of what I was talking about before. It's like there's a part of it that feels like you're like I'm participating in this event for them, and it's also when like someone like
body
Roxy's,
acrobats,
yeah, like body, yeah, like full Cirque du Soleil porn. There's a thing with like Roxy where she likes to invite people in, where she's like, "You've never done this, like here, like let me show you." So she's really cool. She's really cool at the kind of like instructional version of this stuff, which is equally fun. Mm-hmm. But Jerry's just like, I mean, I think I could probably watch Jerry counting flowers and be like pretty entertained. I find it to be like
she's
an entertaining
endearing.
Presence.
Yeah.
She's like a cool presence.
I feel like there's something also specifically about fisting in general that because it is such intense stimulation that it almost makes you feel as the viewer that it is their first time.
Yeah.
You know, because it is so overwhelming, which is something else that I think kind of runs the same along the same lines as DP, where it's like such a genuine reaction of like what's physically happening to you that it almost feels like it's brand new.
Which maybe kind of comes back to the thing that I was talking about earlier, which is like there's a like I don't have to suspend my disbelief so hard.
Right.
Yeah.
With when somebody, first of all, when someone's alone, and also there's a part of it I think that I've always been interested in, which is there's a bit of voyeurism on their part too, that there's somebody who's filming obviously.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a part of it that there's like a performance that's kind of like tied into what they're doing that's like fun for them to tease
Yeah.
Whoever they're in the room with, who I like not actually ever seeing.
Yeah. I usually don't even like to hear them. Like, I hate hearing like a man's voice being like this one. There's a little in this where like she's so basic, like summary of the video, she's like on the second floor of a house in front of a lovely little like balcony over
on the landing?
A living room. She's on a landing. And she's sort of using a pillow and then fists herself and
relatively easily, like pretty quickly. She
I was like, she does have like a long vulva. Which is a sounds judgy, but I truly was like, whoa, like your cunt would kick my cunt's ass. Like, like hands down.
I would assume that there is some more. There was some warm up that happened beforehand because of the easiness. Yeah.
Also, with those FTV things, they usually it's with the FTV things, they always kind of organize like a progression where it ends up with some like something like that.
Yeah.
I was amazed at how easy it looked.
Yeah. And then she fists herself.
Yeah. That could. Yeah.
And then, she like, it's sort of the way that it evolves is that the guy behind the camera is like, try to get like, can you get both fingers like both
hands,
sides? Or she like puts both of her like
all
hands in to sort of like open it and then
stretch it open.
He's like two fists and she's like, no way. And he's like, how about a fist and a few fingers? Ugh. And then it's, you know.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. And
then you
and it didn't
watch her
feel
be mesmerized.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
At her own like
capacity. Mm-hmm. It's so real.
Yeah. And I didn't feel like, I don't usually like when the guy is like, hey, do this. I'm like, get out of here, you know?
But that's how I felt, honestly.
He had like suggestions. Yeah. Like, at least in this case, it wasn't like, yeah, bitch, like, take both of them. Like, it just was like, here's a suggestion, and she got to reject it. Like,
Feels very like UCB prompting. Oh, it's UCB RIP, but it's like it's like a very, it's very like, let's say you're on the river
the
and
beach.
You have. And she's like, well, let's see, what does that look like?
The only time it really annoyed me was he was like, what does it feel like in there? And I was like, you don't get to know.
That's such a good point because also it's like it makes it almost too literal. There's something about what's also kind of exciting about it is that it feels like an undiscovered island for a lot of people.
Right.
So in a way it's like, I don't want you to be like, yes, there are trees, yes, there's a beach. I'm like, nah, dude.
You don't get to know.
That's not it. You're bringing it to another place where it's not that
you're
fun.
You're reducing it by trying to make me describe it when like I just
She's like, it's soft and full and warm. It's like, well, sure it is. Yeah. I could tell you that.
It's a vagina.
Yeah. So that's not interesting, but it's also once the prompt is given, it's like, well, I guess like what else is he useful for? He's like, oh god, what am I doing?
Just holding camera, which honestly we don't even really need him for.
Like, no, just get a tripod.
And then it would be an OnlyFans, and she'd be making all the money, you know.
Really,
she does now have. I read on her like Pornhub profile, she's like, I'm a mom, so I've kind of slowed down the porn stuff, but...
Yeah. I loved that, actually.
Yeah. And I think... Well, I actually had a question, and now I feel like I'm just being too clinical about her vulva, but I think she has 3 kids. Like, from her profile, it said 3.
I thought she had 2, but you might be right. Yeah,
I was just trying to figure out, like, when she had them. I was like, was she already a mother when this video was made?
From what I gather, not the one we're talking about. I think she got pregnant for the first time.
I mean, it's a 5-year-old video, so it's hard to, but I was like, it's possible if she has 3 kids now and this is 5 years old that like she had already had a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I guess like if you've already had a child, like fisting is a more.
Might be a little easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also like the idea that she was just like, like when she got pregnant, she was like, well, now I can go nuts. It's going to make labor so much easier.
Right. Yeah,
that's
good for
clinical.
Her.
That's
a good point. She was labor training, honestly.
She was labor training. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, she's great. And she has exactly the kind of personality for someone who's like tempting in the way that I find. Mm. Really, like
she's a little coy. She's like a little bewildered by it all, but she's not like stupid, and she's not overplaying it. I was also glad she didn't pretend Like, she certainly seemed to feel, like, overwhelmed in a pleasurable way, but she wasn't like, and I'm coming. Like, I would have
No, we don't need that.
Is that something that you do or don't like? Like, it sounds like what you're into, Erin, is just what we've already talked about, the, like, the feat
like the
of
hyper,
it all.
The hyper-realism of
The hyper realism.
Yeah, the hyper realism. Get an iPhone. Let's get it like like get it messy. Get it in there. No, yeah, no, that's exactly right. I think.
But like,
I,
is a female orgasm part of it for you or not usually?
Yeah, the reason I actually I was gonna give you kind of like another little caveat on this video, which is like I don't actually watch this one that much because she doesn't come.
Yeah, right.
So there's a part of it that I'm like,
I was missing that.
Me too. Yeah. And there's a thing of like, you want to, if somebody's going to go, like literally take you to fucking Machu Picchu, like I want let's go to fucking Machu Picchu together.
Yeah. Guys.
So, you know what I mean? So there's like a, so part of it, that's, yeah. And there are a few others who, that being said, Jerry has a lot of videos where she does come, but
yeah,
right. this happens to be one where she doesn't, where she's kind of like exploring and more like intrigued than like looking to like get fucking off.
Yeah.
Which I think is also kind of like the vibe of the video, but
I got like a little wet when you said get fucking off, like just the way you said it. I was like, ugh, getting off. Yeah.
Yeah. Getting it. Yeah. I mean, that's,
the quarantine is long. What can I say?
It's long. Oh, it's long. It's lonely. We're going to be great.
We're going to be so horny on the other side. We're going to be so great. Like, sex is going to be so great on the other side of this.
It's going to be, I mean, New York is about to burst right now. Yeah. Like, it's about the risk at all. I'm so close to making an app called Risk It All. That's just like literally just ready, like ready for people who just are just done with all of it. It's a terrible idea. I feel like the Trump administration would like probably give me money, but.
Yeah, I know that you're definitely not going to make that because you're
no,
the most.
It is. Oh, I'm so angry.
Concerned
and
angry.
So angry.
But you could like make a lot of money. So just leave that on the table.
Yeah. I'll give you, there's a nice like barometer of like fisting reactions. There is like the mild, like, do you know Melissa Matters? You guys ever profiled her?
Oh, I don't. Mm-mm.
She's a cool one. She's just like, she's great. Big fan. She's one who is so like, it's so low. You could like, I can't tell if she's baking banana bread or like on the world's highest roller coaster. You wouldn't know, which something about that's actually kind of really interesting for me in the it's in the same vein of like the teasing. It's like how much do you allow yourself to. To feel or to whatever. But she's somebody who's a, like testing the limits kind of performer. And she's great. So there's like her, and on the other end of it is like there's like the Roxy's are really, she's fun.
Sure.
And like Ivy, I don't know her last name, but there's another gal named Ivy who's phenomenal.
Not Ivy Wolf.
No, I know her last name. I'm just forgetting it right now. Okay. She's like short. She almost always has short black hair.
Okay, yeah, different Ivy.
She's great, but she's somebody who's just like exploding, which is another kind of fun. But yeah, there's some, I tend to enjoy the thing, somewhere kind of in the middle, which is like, you know what's going on, you know what's happening. There is a deep enjoyment, but it doesn't feel like performative.
Interesting. Yeah.
Not to say that
Ivy. Surprising, but not performative. Well, the previous version you just mentioned reminded me of Hysterical Literature, which I love. Where,
yeah,
like,
totally.
It's actually not about the genitalia, but it's about, like, trying to complete a task. But, like, the genuine sensation of pleasure taking over and just watching that isolated. Like, that's very hot to me.
Yes.
I feel like I'm the yin to your yang, where you're like, it's the physical feat. And I'm like,
It's the psychological
feat.
Yeah. No, but I think, but they're totally linked. There's a whole part of it that's like, if you're gonna say to me you've never done this before, and I'm like a willing participant in your journey, there's something that's equally fun about your exploration that becomes like my exploration as well. So it feels like I'm saying it's like the thing that I've always enjoyed about it, and it can just be like just like masturbating generally also is like the same. So it's similar, I think, but then you kind of like, you're like, what else is there? what else can we get in there? But there's something about that feels almost like actually like less voyeuristic and more like a participation, which I feel like, again, for me has always been like a sticking point that I'm like,
you want to pretend you're participating. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm also an only child who lives in a studio by himself. So let's just bring him in, guys. Like, you know, let's bring whoever, let's Zoom call some fisting whenever we need it. Yeah.
That's another app opportunity.
Let me tell you.
Zoom call fisting.
My mind.
We gotta get a better name,
racing.
But we get it. Yeah, should we move on to fist service?
Let's do it.
So the next video is called Fist Service. It's from Pink Label, Fox House Films specifically, and featuring Alex and Audrey Fox, who I don't know much about them, but presumably are a couple who make their own vids under the banner Fox House Films.
Alex Fox is the owner of Fox House Films. We've did another video we did, Hot for Vicky, is from Fox House. It's like a queer inclusive platform that Pink Label hosts on that platform.
And do we know if Alex and Audrey are like long-term partners? Just because of the same last name, I was like, maybe this is the partner.
Yeah. I thought they were.
I couldn't find anything about that, whether or not they're in a partnership. But I just know that Alex Fox is the head of Fox House Films.
Cool.
Yeah.
Little description of the video I stole from the website. Audrey has been begging for the privilege to give Alex fist service. In order to earn that fantasy, Audrey gets the fisting of their life by Alex and takes it like a true fox. Vaginal fisting and Hitachis, something doms and subs can both enjoy. It's not just about what you do, it's about how you feel doing it.
That Hitachi can serve a double purpose in the fisting conversations too, if we may.
Because
that's not
so
supposed
excited.
To go inside, but it often does go inside.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it go inside, but
Jerry loves that guy inside. Jerry loves that. Yeah, she's a fan of the Hitachi.
Just before we get all the way into it, pun intended, can we talk about how grateful I am for vibration silencing technology, because the Hitachi
I was wondering about that. I was
sounded
like, is it
like
even
a
on?
Lawnmower.
It's a car buffer. I've said it before. I've said it.
Loud.
I'll
when
say
did...
it again. It's a power tool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a huge fan. I love it. It's changed my life. But it's if you're whipping it out, it's going to be loud.
Yeah.
And it was loud in this video.
Yeah.
They felt like they had a very DIY kind of vibe to it anyway, though, so it kind of made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, maybe when they were done, they went and snowblowed the driveway, you know what I mean?
After they cuddled.
Yeah.
I did love that it ended with a cuddle.
I was intrigued by the lighting. A few things really touched me about this. The lighting was wild. Also, it felt very Blair Witch, which I was like very into.
Uh-huh.
The bedpost was like an unvarnished pine, which kind of... I couldn't stop thinking about
that.
for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And then the initial fisting had when they put like a glove, I think it was like the glove, you could see how much lube was being used, and there was like 0.00. I was like, that's gonna be tricky. the thing about fisting, and then when they swapped, it was like a deluge, and I was like, "Yeah, that's what it should look like. It should be like you need to like go on Amazon and like reorder the second you're done, kind of vibe with the lube situation."
I was led astray,
but not Amazon, because fuck Amazon.
No, fuck Bezos. But like, go get it from your local distributor.
Babeland.
Yeah, I was led astray by Audrey having a butt plug in, because I was assuming that we were gonna get anal fisting, but we didn't.
Right.
No. It was vaginal fisting.
Tends to be. There are certain people who tend to like monopolize the convo on anal fisting, and some who like. Mm. But it's rare that you'll have somebody who's like, for example, Natalie Moore, who does do both, is known for her anal fist. She's like known for her anal fisting.
Yeah, because it's a step further, right? Like it's your differential.
That's right. And if you want to get up to an elbow. Mm-hmm. You're gonna need a butt.
Some people do. Yeah.
Which some people do.
I liked the that Alex was kind of a cheerleader.
Yeah.
They really, you know, the communication was open. They were cheering on, which I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
I also liked the sub-dom aspect always. I'm interested in and turned on by.
That was like kind of a bit of a new thing for, I'm like, not that I've never seen it, but I'm not something that I'm like super drawn to, but I like weirdly, I was like really into it with this, with this video. I thought it was like kind of cool. I think you're right. I like really liked how they were communicating. It didn't, it felt like there was a part of it that was inherently kind of performative about it, but the other, but I was like, oh, but you know that they know each other. Yeah. So it feels like, it doesn't feel like it's kind of in a vacuum. I was like, oh, this is great.
I liked Goddess in particular, too. I liked all the Goddess stuff.
Yes, Goddess.
Yeah,
I like that they switch. I actually thought it was just going to be a video.
Me too.
Of Alex doming Audrey. And so, like, when we were halfway through the, like, whatever 15-minute video, I truly was, like, almost panicked because I was like, a person can't come this long.
It was
such an intense, sustained.
Audrey came.
It was unbelievable.
5 minutes?
I thought she was going to pass out. Yeah, I thought I thought her heart was going to stop. Yeah.
And then
it was crazy.
Yeah, and then, but then they switched and, Alex was pleasure as well. So I'm just constantly checking to mix up their names because I don't know them personally. Yeah. But yeah, I love that. I love the use of the gloves. I feel like is
gloves.
Do you have a glove
preference
in a video, Aaron, as a fisting connoisseur?
I've never. Well, see, here's the thing: is that I'm, like I said, I'm usually into somebody doing it to themselves.
Right.
So it's a thing of like. Usually, the glove is to protect. It's basically like if I don't know how something is exactly going to feel because it's such a delicate craft, we'll say, you can fuck up. So I think the glove is obviously just to protect, so you don't cut or anything. And it's easier to slide something in.
Right.
Yeah.
There's such a thing as a fisting mitten, which goes all the way up to like the upper arm.
That's right. It's unbelievable.
Is made of latex and is fascinating to
it's
see.
It's extraordinary.
I'm just imagining a latex version of like a Victorian glove or like
and
a,
you're
a
exactly
glove
right.
buttons, you know, like that goes all the way up, like an
heavily
Audrey Hepburn glove.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said Victorian. I don't know what era. You know what I mean. It's,
it's a
long cigarette.
It's either a Billy Wilder film or it's 1630, whatever.
Yeah.
No, for sure. That is kind of there are versions of that. Like they have the short latex gloves that are in that video, but there's also.
Yeah.
There's some
mitten.
Real deals too.
It was also a small detail, but I think it goes back to what you were saying, Aaron, about like, you can tell they've partnered before, they know each other. Like there were times when Alex was like when Audrey was being pleasured and Alex was pleasuring and domming, that like there was like throat grabbing and hair pulling and like pulling down of the bra and stuff that just sort of mixed it up and made it feel less clinical. Like sometimes, particularly with like fisting and like Hitachi's involved.
Right.
And when it's like, this is about an intensive, almost clinical orgasm that I can get detached because it feels not like sex. It feels like a science experiment, which is its own thing. But I liked with this one that it just still felt a little bit engaged even when we were literally just focused on a fist inside of someone and a power tool on their clit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also kind of like my thing with like BDSM a little bit is like when there's like the sub dom relationship, there's something about it that feels because it is I guess it's role playing, right? That it's like, in addition to that, it's also like they're in a way, if you're not good at it, it can feel like, It's like in a way it can be like watching like bad improv where you're like, oh, do you know where, like, or do you know how to play this game as well? Like both people have to be as good as the other in a way. Like,
right.
You have to know how to communicate and stuff like this. What I felt the same way with this video is I'm like, oh, what's interesting and kind of fun about it is it felt like parts of it were very prescribed. And then part of it was that like the relationship that they have to one another in their, which I imagine is a couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like the other part of it is like, oh, there's also room for them to, for something very new to kind of come out of it too, because clearly they've done fisting before.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it was
didn't feel like a first.
But you wonder
time.
Like, but yeah, but you wonder like, what else do you have if you go that far? Like, what else do you have to play with? What other like variables do you have?
Keep checking out Fox House Films.
Yeah,
there's a lot there.
Yeah, that's why.
I also have to say I really love anytime someone asks to come.
Psycho, unbelievable.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
that
what
turns
a
me on.
What a trip.
Yeah, it turns me on.
No, me too. Yeah. I think it's on.
You know,
it's
to
insane.
Ask permission from your your top, your
I feel
dom.
Like I always have to say please, but it's less about sub-doming and more me just being like, just it's going to be another 5 minutes of that. And I just
it's called the refractory period.
Please.
Look, we don't know these things. It's very hard for men or everyone's very confused.
Yeah.
I think it will always be
we're constantly learning.
Everyone's learning. That's everyone's how that learning. Works. Yeah.
And I do
shit.
Love that they ended with a cuddle because I think that's important such intense body work like this to have a nice little.
Yeah, it's
you
a
know.
Good quarantine situation. You want it, that's what you want to see when you're quarantined.
Just a
you
little
see,
cuddle.
You
want to
see a
quarantine.
Little cuddle.
Like, wow.
Isn't that, though, like that? But that's a lot right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cuddling?
Cuddling.
I long for cuddles right now. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's not
beautiful,
stupid.
Honestly.
It's human. It's understandable. Oh, God. I have a dog, and she's so sick of me.
Like,
I've just been
over
it. She's on the other side of the room. I'm like, what are you doing?
I've just been having the most sex for the past 2 weeks, so I feel very lucky.
You've been having sex.
Yeah, you're either having absolutely no sex or the most sex you've ever had in your entire life. Like, that's, you know, those are the only two things.
Have you felt
guilt? That you can do.
For the rest of us? Have you felt shame for the rest of us and guilt and shame,
I
Rachel?
Haven't. Because I some have of not. Us. Because I'm having a great time,
Yeah, we have our like sourdough bread recipes, and you have like
enjoy that sourdough. My pussy sore because I've been getting it.
Truly, the rudest thing you could possibly have said. Unbelievable.
Aaron and I are both gonna go cry and masturbate.
Cry, masturbate. The old
masturbate.
Enjoy. Love you.
Blessings.
Well, what do we think? Yeah. Are either of these things going into our spank banks, or like, what's the vibe?
Are you asking? I mean, Jerry will always be. Jerry is Jesus
Jerry's
Christ.
Jerry's in there. Yeah, she's your collection.
I'm exporting. Sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Do you? Okay, great. Good to know. Laura?
Yeah, I think of the two. Fist service, actually, because I am so much here for pleasure, and like that was such an intense orgasm.
Agreed.
But I will say that I like massively learned about fisting, and I think in the past, if I stumbled across something that was like sex and fisting, I'd be like, oh, the fisting's probably too much for me. Whereas now I'm kind of like, yeah, throw it in there. Like, let's have a picnic.
Right.
Let's go.
Right. Let's push those limits.
Push the limits.
Yeah.
You know, that's hot.
Isn't that what we're here for, guys?
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
It is. That's what makes sex exciting.
Treat.
The show always makes me feel like such a prude. I've never fisted. What am I doing?
How dare you? Get to it, okay?
A lazy Saturday fisting for you. My prescription? A lazy Saturday.
There's a Saturday coming up, and guess what? I have no plans.
With your cucumber tea sandwiches.
And a hand with your name on it. Yeah.
When you said cucumber tea sandwiches, I was like, I'm going to use the cucumber in my fisting, and then I'm going to make tiny sandwiches.
I love, veggies is another world. We love that. I love veggies. I love a good corn cob.
We'll bring you back for the veggie episode, Aaron.
Guys, I'm ready. I'm ready for that. Let's make some crudité and make some crudité. Yeah.
Aaron, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah,
it was such
thanks
a pleasure
to
have you.
What a fucking
blast.
Delight. And thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.